dance till the morning sun. Hold me close like I'm the only one. I know you have to leave, but my heart will truly grieve.
Darling, one more dance is all I ask of you.
Let me dance the pain away. Stay with me till the break of day. You're all that I adore. Hold me tight for 1 minute more.
Darling, one more dance is all I ask of you.
Let me dance till my heart stops crying. Let me dance till my heart stops sighing.
I know you have someone else, but I still want you for myself.
Ooh, I know it's a foregone conclusion.
I just don't want to stop my delusion.
Darling, one more dance is all I ask of you.
Stand still when I'm in your arms, and you fill me with all your charms.
I know someone else has your heart, but darling, before you depart,
darling, one more dance is all I ask of you.
Let me dance till my heart stops crying. Let me dance till my heart stops sighing.
I know you have someone else, but I still want you for myself.
Ooh, I know it's a foregone conclusion,
but I don't want to stop my delusion.
Darling, one more day is all I ask of you. Darling, one more day is all I ask of you. Darling, one more day is all I ask.
You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Champagne Sunday Show with Nancy and Lisa, wow, and special guest co-host Marisa Aquina of Portovino. You know Portovino, the wine bags that Nancy and I carry around with us everywhere we go. You can go to porto-vino.com. And listen, you know what? You just heard One More Dance. It's one of my favorite songs off the album Legacy by Lucia Hooker.
It makes me cry.
So
I
nice.
Know. It does.
I know.
It makes me cry. I got chills.
I remember my, you know, that One More Dance with a loved one, and now he's passed on, and it's like, oh man,
yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I feel it. Now,
yeah,
the
right.
song also features Zakiya's husband, Olin Christopher Bell, and he also produced the album. Zakiya, you know, Zakiya Hooker has been on our shows over the years. She is the daughter of blues legend John Lee Hooker. And Olin is also known as Chris James. He's been on a show with his memoir before. It's called Music Saved My Life, From Darkness into the Light. He is known also as not only a singer and a producer, but also the co-founder of the 70s group, soul group, The Natural Four. I love them every time.
I have to watch them.
He has a whole YouTube channel dedicated to him. Also, keep up with Zakiya. Go to ZakiyaHooker.com. So, Zakiya, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Cool.
Are you behaving? Of course she is. She's doing good. How are you?
You should have saw me running around trying to get this together.
Oh. Well, you should see that with every time we do a radio show. Why do you think it's called Champagne Sundays? You know, that's how it is. But it's so good to have you back on the show and hearing that song, One More Dance. So did you write that? And tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, you know, there's, I think I'm too close to my phone. I hear. Do you guys have feedback over there?
Live.
From
New York.
Hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, and I'll stay where I am. Well, the song, I mean, well, Owen and I are cowboy aficionados. We love the old cowboy movies. And when I hear that song, I kind of based it on Willie Nelson, Redheaded Stranger. Have you guys seen that movie?
No. Oh. No, but we know Willie, and he loves the movies. And we've had his son on the show with us, Lucas Nelson. He's a hell of a guitar player. Hell of a guitar player. Really good
well,
songwriter. Yeah, but he sounds like his dad, too. It's different, but
he told us a whole lot of good gossip about Willie, too.
Well, in this movie, he killed, you know, his wife and her mother. He tracks them down. But you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, I bet they wish they could have had one more dance.
Yeah.
I know. And I mean, you sometimes will go into a space and you can figure out the rest.
Hmm.
So that's what One More Dance is. That's my little, I love country music.
Yeah, that's something that people won't think. And then we talked about that the last time you were on the show, that people won't think. It's like you're like pigeonholed into blues only because you're your dad, too, or, you know. But you've always had, you do what you want, R&B, jazz, soul. I mean, to me, it's about you having soul. And that's not in our neighborhood. We got dogs. They're good. If dogs here heard that, they'd start singing right now. I'll tell you what. But listen, I wanted to say about the One Last Dance, I think it's so important because I think there's something magical about a dance between a couple. There's something intimate that you just can't.
There really is.
It's how it is. But I want to bring Owen back on this show. Owen, how are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Doing good. Good. And One More Dance. I mean, listen to your vocals on that, too. You guys singing together. Nancy said last night, when is the album Zakiya and Olin coming out?
Yeah. Come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It really
We've been busy just thinking about it.
Okay, well, but now the album cover, you got to have some bell bottoms, dude. Come on.
That would be kind of nice.
It would be so cool. Come on. Do that.
No. I'm up for you get no argument from me.
Okay, cool. Because I think that was the best dress look ever. So I'm stuck
it
in
was
it.
A,
it was so cool. I love bell bottoms.
And Zakiya's jewelry.
I had my share of bell bottoms.
Yes, you did. The Natural Four. Go watch that. Nancy, when you watch The Natural Four, you guys have like the dress down. And don't, nowadays, I really miss that music. I know we've talked about this before, but like it was like the show of moves. And I was thinking about it, like reading your memoir and then rewatching, you know, and I've watched the Natural Four videos that you've got a YouTube channel for it, Natural Four, the official page. But reading your memoir, your story, And then knowing that you have to go on stage, it's like Fleetwood Mac, man. How do they look at each other and have to put on this show? And you know what's going on in the band, but you have to still put on that face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a part of it. Music for me was always an easy outlet, so I could get past a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even with crazy stuff going on within the group, once I hit the stage, once we had the show going on, the rest of it was just... That was where I was in my place of peace.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, music saved my life. That's the name of the memoir.
It truly
right?
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for telling folks about it.
Yeah, well, that is truly, I think, one of the most craziest memoirs I've read. Like, in other words, like, stories are like, holy crap. You're reading this. I don't want to swear on the air, but I could. I mean, I'm reading this going, what? Are you what? I mean, in other words, I don't know. Like, I thought our family had some stuff in the back closets that was some craziness, but, like, you got a beat on that. I don't know. We're still kind of rivaling on that. But do you think art comes from having some of those edges happen in life, that it helps having those things happen?
I don't know. Because in the book, as I said, my mother was a really good singer. We just were a very spiritually, back then, dysfunctional family. That's the only way I can look at it. You know, when you start talking a religion with hoodoo and you know, witchcraft. That was crazy. The only thing that saved me was my music.
Hmm. Yeah, music. Takia, for you, I mean, that's also, we go talk about music.
Like,
you know, your dad, John Lee Hooker, blues legend. Nancy got to sit in his chair the other day with you guys.
Yep.
But
I haven't changed my pants yet.
Let me tell you, she's backed up a whole lot of dog hair on her pants. And cat hair. But look, it sounds bad. You know, people, we do pet sit as we travel the country, just so you know. That's why it sounds like that. But Zakiya, like, you listen to One More Dance and you the country, and you both love, cowboy movies and cowboy westerns. But that whole thing, do you always feel like you can, that struggle to be exactly who you are in music to like, legacy? I think, you know, it's up for a Grammy nomination, or consideration for a Grammy nomination. By the way, champagne toast to that.
Yeah.
Can we bring
all
it
that?
That was amazing.
Champagne toast.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that I don't think people would have expected legacy. You know, they want you to play boom, boom, boom all the time, right?
Oh, girl. Yes, they do. And I actually had to sing it one time. I don't like, you know, it's you know, to me, that's my dad's signature song.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the song, but I don't want to have to sing it. I will if I have to, but I'm not running around singing it.
Well, you did one bourbon, one scotch. You know, you did that once. I remember the albums. Yeah. I liked your version of it. It's just changed it up. And because you've got this soulful jazz, R&B, blues, it's kind of just do whatever feels right. Isn't that music? Do what feels good.
Yeah,
that's like,
you don't want
love and romance. Yeah,
yeah, you don't want to get stuck somewhere and can't get out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So see, what I look at, I feel like got class. You know what I mean? Got class. Whatever you do, you
know. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. And sometimes, you know, especially now today, everybody's all excited about this, upset about that, and so we're going down to basics. But I think if you start basic and your basic got class, you win.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so soulful. I mean, when you sing from your soul, you touch everybody else's. I mean, you just feel it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like with every song that I've heard of yours, just beautiful, and it really is it really touches everybody in a way that is, you know, and I think that's so unique, and maybe why, you know, you can sing somebody else's song, and that's great, but when it's your own, there's just a even more power to it for the listener.
Mm. Agree.
It really is. I mean, I've done other people's songs, you know. Well, it's rare that I'll do somebody else's song because we've got so many originals from our last CDs that we put out. But I just like doing my music. I can do other people's music, but you just don't get the thing, you know. Some people can go and sing other people's music and just, you know, it's about spot on. I don't think I'm one of those people. I don't know.
You are keeping it real. Hello.
Yeah.
The album.
Yeah.
Keeping it real. And I think that's about integrity. And I think, like, Marisa, what you do with Portovino and Olan, you know, you are Mr. Integrity. And Zaki is like, if there's no, like, keeping it real, it isn't going to feel good. I mean, and it's important that we all have that, especially moving into this weird new world that we're in.
Oh, my God.
Like. But
Yeah.
Things are pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, but we got to keep our soul, and I think you guys would do it. Listen, Olan, tell us about this performance we watched last night of the two of you in Argentina. This amazing keyboard player. I mean, oh my God. And like, it looked like a university orchestra. It was beautiful. You came up, you did some old school songs and told people about R&B, and then Zakia came on. It was just like, and then it ended.
What do we have on?
I don't. What did we? I was on YouTube.
I know. I need to watch that.
Was it a big orchestra?
Yeah, it was a big orchestra, and it was. I put it on Twitter. Encuentro de Jazz 2019. Celebration.
Last year.
Yeah.
That was in
It was a city called Paraná in Argentina. And it was the 70th, they were celebrating the 70 years of an insurance company.
Oh, wow. Huh.
And so they got this 80 piece orchestra.
Wow.
And Zakia and myself. And it was, most people wouldn't realize what was going on, but you have to be in it to realize it. I mean, because they were trying to do R&B music with an 80-piece orchestra. They did a good job.
Yeah.
But it was difficult for me to stay in pocket with them because they have a tendency to play a bit fast and a bit slow. It was a great opportunity for us.
I imagine had that been a band from the United States, an orchestra from the United States, and knew the feel of the American music and that we do, it would have been a little bit different. But it was really, I mean, it was really amazing to be up there in front of 80 musicians and singing. And it was really...
That didn't speak English.
Yeah. And yet
that didn't speak English.
And you had this interpreter, and Zakia, you were giggling through the whole part of it. You were like, well, do I have an interpreter? I don't know if I have, what song, I don't know. But it was like, and you were so cool.
That's right.
Was
that the end song?
Yes.
Oh, that they wanted John Lennon's, what was that song?
I forgot, Zakia.
Imagine?
I forget. Oh, I can't. I forget. It was
Come
one
Together.
Of the, Come Together.
Come Together.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I got a call from one of the residents of Paraná about an hour and a half ago. Keeping me informed about what's going on with the pandemic there and how they wish that we were there, but they know we can't be because of. So I stay pretty close in touch with those folks. I love them very much.
That's cool. Well, there's something really neat, again, like talking about not having to be pigeonholed, where you guys, like, go to Argentina, and I know you record there a lot, Olan, with, you know, you're playing with Argentinian music, and musicians, and you're bringing in that flavor into the R&B side of things. And since, you know, we sat down with you, Zakiya, been 2-3 weeks? It hasn't been that long. 20 days? You wouldn't believe how many places we've been since we saw you.
I was going to say.
We've been to Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Tennessee, Florida, and now we're leaving to Texas in a couple days. But anyway.
Oh, geez.
You guys are amazing to me. I swear to goodness, you guys are amazing.
I still wake up going, where the heck am I?
I don't know how you do it. And you're producing like radio shows. You're not just traveling.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of content you're creating all over the place. It's amazing.
And then she wakes up every morning, comes walking out wherever we are, like if we're in a room together or in a house, like just sitting, she comes walking out in her jammies, goes, where the hell are we? I said, go back to your room and put your clothes on.
Supergirl and Wonder Woman are traveling together.
It's so cool, but I couldn't believe we actually got to sit down with you both and have a glass of wine. And you guys saw the Puerto Rico backpack, the stealthiness of this. Right?
Yeah, I was just thinking to say, I got to order one of those.
We'll get in touch after this. I'll reach out to you.
Because, Owen, I'm telling you, I mean, we left you guys, and then we ended up in a truck stop. And see, this is what Marisa, I haven't done a truck stop order being with a view, but I'm going to start doing it because, like, we'll go to a rest area. You guys knew this, right? And listen, it's National Greasy Foods Day, and we had chicken with you guys, and collard greens. Beans, black-eyed peas and greens first time.
That was so cool. Thank you.
With you guys. Thank you for that. Hello to little doggy Lisa. We got to give a shout out to doggy.
She's down here now.
But we had wine with you. The Porto Vino led to us having this conversation. We all love wine. And so, Olin, what are you drinking today? That's what I want to
know. I'm drinking a Cabernet.
He loves his cabs.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, well, I told you.
Yeah, but I want to get one of those flasks. Some places we go, they don't serve wine. I'll have my own with me.
That's the thing. It's like, and if they do serve wine, they might not serve the wine you really want to drink. So you might as well be drinking what you like, right?
Exactamundo.
Well, listen, and they're having all these movies in the park and concerts in the parks now where, like, it's almost like a drive-in. So you got to take your own.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of James Bond-like. Get out the Porto Vino.
Well, are you seeing that? Now, listen, Marisa makes these cool little Porto Vino ice packs that you put in. And so we'll take the wine, and then once we're done with it, we have the wine packs. And then because we're traveling and sometimes it's a 24-hour trip, we'll take the wine bag once the wine's gone. We use those as ice packs too. Just it's a whole new thing. We recycle everything we possibly can. And so
I know
it's a whole new thing too. I'm just saying you can put I think we should just tell the truth about Porto Vino. You've been everywhere, and when we go to the truck rest stops, we stop there with our wine. And the one truck driver, Ed Miller, said, stay amongst the truck drivers because they'll keep you safe. And he also said, which is, I think, bad advice, he said that we should get a CB radio. You know what Nancy would do with a CB radio.
Oh, it would be so much
dangerous as hell.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Wouldn't it be fine?
I mean,
hey, trucker, big boy, could you just shift a lane? You're slow.
Yeah. But what we do, we look for lock lizards, and we have found some.
Well, if you guys got one, what would be your call? What would be your call
Rubber
name?
Ducky. Rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky.
Chris Christopherson, I got to do rubber ducky.
But suppose that's taken, then what you going to do?
They'll find one.
We'll come up with something. You know, but listen, this is cool. Listen, now we got Zakiya wear, like her jewelry, and we got the spirit of Zakiya.
I have named my necklace the spirit of Zakiya. And when people compliment me, which happens all the time, it's so cool. They go, "Oh man, where'd you get it?" I'm like, "Don't touch it. It's the spirit of Sakia."
Oh, and then, that's awesome.
And this beautiful circular part of the necklace, the pendant, she puts it up on her forehead and says, "Listen, don't mess with my third eye."
Now, I am glad that you are enjoying it, Nancy. I am so glad.
I am so love it. I so love it because it's like sometimes, like, you have a mask on, so, okay, you can make up your eyes, but the rest of your face is covered. So, I you know, just go right to the necklace. Leave me alone.
That's great.
Nakia, are you still doing your Facebook Live videos? Because you were doing, like, I remember before I got kicked off of Facebook, which I'm still in a war. I went back in the war again today.
Oh, my God.
I don't
well,
care.
Well, no,
I
haven't done one lately.
But
I'm going to get back to it.
You did jewelry,
you right
gardening?
Now.
Jewelry, gardening?
What am I doing right now?
Your jewelry.
Oh, I'm trying to put my jewelry up on Etsy.
Cool.
Oh, Etsy. Okay.
Cool. I don't know.
Nice.
But, you know,
beautiful.
I'm so slowly around. I may decide, oh, I'm not going to put this up on Etsy. It'll take time and take some of my precious time that I could be doing other things with. You know, I'd like to be a free spirit.
Yeah.
But then you need to have someone just go run off and do it for you. I think that's the thing. Because your jewelry is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, Marisa.
It is so beautiful.
You saw some of it, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's gorgeous.
Well, you're a designer, too. And the gardening.
My
thing,
little company
you,
is.
Go ahead.
My company is Bead by Z.
Bead by Z.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I
like that.
And she takes people on her Facebook.
Bead for a Z.
Yeah.
Z
for
Z.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell everybody your name, Sakia, what that means. I always like to do that on a show with you.
Yeah.
Well, my name means pure and exonerated.
Ah, that's beautiful.
In other words, do not mess with Sakia.
We should all be exonerated, but isn't it sad? We never really get exonerated until they put us in the ground.
Oh, come on. I say exonerate yourself. Let's just have a glass of wine and exonerate. Come on.
All right.
Let's exonerate yourself. That's a song title. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
There you go.
Exonerate yourself.
You want to get his wine right now.
That's it.
Hey, listen. Now, listen. I want to give a toast to our homeowners that were taking care of their cool pups. We got a cool pup
so
that
cute.
Jumps for lizards in the yard, and then we got Bobby, the little dancer, little chihuahua that dances. But we got here and they said, "Drink all the wine. It's in the fridge. You don't drink." We're like, listen.
We
you're
love you.
This. Josh Sellers wine from 2017. Chardonnay, a Chloe from Sonoma in 2018 Chardonnay, which we're doing. It's not red wine, Olin, but like beautiful Chardonnays that you wouldn't believe. These are amazing. We've been having
that
every
day.
I know Chloe is a good wine.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of ours bought Olin from Martin. He was
really
quite impressed with it.
Yeah, and actually, this Chloe, you would like it. Zakiya, this has got it's a little sweet, but some honey notes in there. You would enjoy it, I think.
Well, you know, I'm a sweet wine person. I love, did you guys ever check out the ice wine?
Yeah, the ice wine.
Yeah, we did an interview with people who made ice wine, remember? It's like years ago, though.
Mm-hmm. In Traverse City,
I
Michigan.
I love ice wine.
Wait, Marisa, don't you have ice wine coming up out of upstate New York?
Do I have an ice wine coming out of upstate New York? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, don't you get ice wines out of there because you're so cold up there in the winter?
Man, that was a good one. That was like a didn't, and I totally missed it. I'm like, I'm in Arizona now. I don't know what you're talking about. Ice what?
No,
no. Okay, wait a minute. I'm just sure.
No, the ice wine comes out. You get it all at, like, Erie, Pennsylvania. They make it. But I think Traverse, Michigan really gets into it. And Canada really gets into it. But, guys, we're going to play. we're going to play, you know, through Love Away. We got to keep running because now we have a cooking lesson. We're going to learn how to make oven roasted barbecue chicken. Who doesn't love that?
Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to learn how to do that with Chef Ivan Flowers, but we're going to play through Love Away. I love this song. Olin, you played this when we were there. Tell us about, like, how can people get this? I mean, what's going on? It's good.
Well, I have several of the songs that I'm trying to, that I've been working on for a long, long time. I started working on that song, I would say at least 15 years ago.
Wow.
And
there are several
of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long, before we moved to Tracy, and definitely before we moved here. So it's been at least 15 years. And I put everything on the back burner a lot because we were traveling to to Thailand and Singapore and all these things were happening. So I put all my stuff on the back burner, and Zakiya's career was at a peak. But I'm fixing to put them all together. I don't know how. I think there's about 8 songs, and hopefully within the next, God willing, the creek don't rise, within the next 6 months, I'll be able to at least put it out there, and I'll make sure you guys are the first people to get the whole project.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going
to
hold you to that, Olin.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to hold you to that 6 months.
I'm sure you are.
Get it out.
Hey, listen, the kid, Legacy, the album being up for a contender for a Grammy nomination.
I love it.
What should our audience know to help you move that forward? So it's basically the round table of Grammy folks, right? Anybody that's on the board.
A voting member. There are a lot of people out there. You know, do the girl a favor and go to your page and put your little check mark by my name. I'm in contemporary blues.
Cool. We're coming after you. If you do not do it, we're going to get you.
I also wanted to say one thing real quick. The next time you guys come, this is kind of off the subject, but the next time you guys come, I would like to do a special chicken that I do. I meant to do it that day, but it was too fast for me to get it together. But the next time you guys come this way, let me know ahead of time so I can cook you a special garlic chicken that I do.
Cool.
I'm coming too. You didn't invite me.
Whoever's there.
I'll bring the Portofino, okay?
Listen, my little RAV4, she's like, does anybody watch Seinfeld here? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Seinfeld?
I love Seinfeld.
Okay, so there was an episode where he couldn't remember his girlfriend's name, and it was named after a female part. So anyway, when I bought our car, she's a RAV4, her name ended up being Mulva Cleopatra Doppelganger. Now, Zakiya, I told you about that, right? No, on our way to Asheville, when we left you guys, we got nailed on the road. Some trucker kicked up without a mud guard. We got a crack in the windshield. We haven't had time to replace it. And I'm like, dude. And now she's so many miles. Anyway, all I'm going to say is the next car has to be, I think we need a bus. We need a party bus. So Marisa, Zakiya, Olin, you guys can jump on and off as you want to.
That's a plan to me.
That's great.
We get Chef Ivan Flowers on. Olin, you can do it too. And Zakiya knows how to bake. She bakes.
Yeah.
She can bake. Marisa,
we haven't baked any cake, but I made some special butter last night.
Oh, you did? Butter cookies. Butter cookies.
Wow.
Smell
it from here. Hey, listen, it's always good. But here it is. Oh, we'll get ourselves our own train. So here it is. Through Love Away, we're going to play it. Thank you both for joining Nancy and I and Marisa. We're going to go cook some chicken with Chef Ivan Flowers. And thank you for joining us. Stay in touch. And
thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure to meet you both.
It was a pleasure. True. And get on when they get the party bus. Get on the party bus and come on down.
We should spend the date.
I'm there. We need a Big Blend party bus, just the old school bus. We don't have to go fast and just like slow mo right
Thank
down
you.
Whatever we want
Thank
to
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we tie dye it though, just for some
yeah.
fun?
Yeah, I'll paint it. I painted cars before. I'll paint
and
it.
And part of it could have some street art. We can do graffiti. Oh my gosh, I'm like thinking.
You gotta put some flowers on it.
On the top of the bus,
yeah,
and a landing pad for an aircraft, and just see what happens.
Hey, no, Zakiya, we could do a roof garden on the bus.
Oh, cool.
That would be
a roof garden.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
that's definitely
yeah.
social distancing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with social distancing. All right,
everybody. Yeah, social distancing can be fun sometimes.
You know, I think you guys, you write the songs, social distancing. Come
yeah.
on.
Well, listen.
I got you.
Yeah.
And,
come on.
And check it out. Listen, this year has been rough. But as Zakiya says on her Legacy album, as she sings, I shouldn't say says, sings, put your big old panties on. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
if you're a boy or a girl, you got to put them on. And I wish we had time to play today. But listen, there's got to be, like, I want to see a collaboration. Portofino bag and the jewelry going, and the little, I don't know. I think that I want to see, like, the big girl panties somewhere. It has to be somewhere.
Well, no, I'm having some big girl panties change versus make it shape like little panties. And we just got big girl panties on.
Cool.
Put a little zipper, you put some stuff in it. When I put it together, I'll send you a picture of it.
I
want
to
like
that.
It, I'll send you guys one.
See that.
I know your big girl panties look like bloomers. Go home.
I
there
know.
You go.
All right.
I like to wear bloomers.
I
love
bloomer lengthy things, all that weight to your ankle.
No. No, but we could just go through Pennsylvania, Amish country, and they do.
I know. We just have
yeah, they wear bloomers.
Oh man, you could. You know, it'd be really funny. So you get your little bikini style panties with a bonnet.
Nancy.
Oh my goodness.
Nancy. All right, that's it.
That's great.
Here it is, everybody. We gotta go get our chicken lesson going on. Our cooking
Sorry.
Chicken. So here it is. Through Love Away, everyone. Again, by Olin Christopher Bell, and you keep up with Zakiya, ZakiyaHooker.com. Go vote for Zakiya's album to be nominated for Grammys. Do it. And
yes.
We want more
vote
blues
for
in the Grammys. More blues, more R&B, and I mean real R&B with soul. Not like
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you.
Check out her beautiful jewelry. It beads by Z, too. It's gorgeous.
It.
You
the
go,
spirit.
Marisa. That's absolutely right. Go get the jewelry.
No, it is. Her. Spirit of Zakiya.
And Zakiya made us remind us to be ladies, you know. I have that one tote bag too, you know, in the car that we have for Portofino and then jewelry, and it's like it reminds us sometimes, like, we gotta be ladies even though we tramp through parks. You know what I mean? So thank you, ladies, both of you, for reminding us to be women at times. We don't have to be, you know. So I'm just saying. All right. Here it is, Through Love Away.
Man.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, you take care.
Be
safe, you guys. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lace and beat and a silk medley. One chance.